First off, I just want to make sure that we take note. Often we have days that are dedicated, the learning is dedicated in someone's name. And this one is dedicated in the name of Moshe Ben Meshulam Mor Stein, who is Mrs. Fryer's, who you met, I think, on Hoshana Rabbah.
It's her father, right?
Her father. We should just take note that on those days, people donate towards our learning, so it's appropriate to take note of the chesed they've given us, which is apropos for what I want to talk about. The well-known disagreement in those people who are into Machshava, the well-known disagreement between Rehuda HaLevi and the Rambam, Rehuda HaLevi, and it's slightly misunderstood, I think, Rehuda HaLevi. Rehuda HaLevi has an idea called the Inyan Eloki that for somehow or other, mystically or something akin to mysticism, the Jewish people had an antenna oriented towards prophecy, something about the Jewish nation that was connected to God, that was uniquely connected to God, which was passed down from generation to generation. And the Rambam famously disagrees with this. The Rambam seems to make the only distinction between a Jew and a non-Jew is Kabbalat Torah. That's it. You accept the mitzvot. That's what I was always taught. That's what I always understood. Then I came across a bizarre Rambam, a surprising statement that the Rambam makes, something that does not seem to jive with that. The Rambam says the following: Chayavim anu lizeher mitzvat tzedakah yoter mikol mitzvat aseh. You have to be more careful about the mitzvot tzedakah than any other mitzvah. Any other mitzvah? Tefillin, tzitzis, kiddush on Shabbos. The Rambam says tzedakah is so important, it should be your focus greater than all these other mitzvot. Why? Tzedakah siman letzadik zera Avram avinu. Because tzedakah, being righteous to other people, kind to other people, helping other people, is a symbol, a sign, a pointer that you are of the seed of Avraham Avinu. Shneamar ki yedativ l'man asher tzaved panav lasot tzedakah. Because when God describes Avraham and Avraham's family, he says they're a family that will do chesed, will do tzedakah. Furthermore, the Ram goes on to say not only that, if Mi shehu achzari ve'enu merachem. What about a person who's cruel, who's not a nice person? Kindness is not the focus of their life. Yesh lachush liyachaso. Then you have to be suspect of their genealogy. Are they really of the Jewish nation? Are they really descendant of Avraham Avinu? She'en achzariut metsuya ela begoyim. Because he says that cruelty, unkindness, is something of the nations, not of the Jewish nation. Avraham Avinu is unhappy with the denizens of Eretz Yisrael. They seem to have attributes that don't fit with his model, with the model of Kadosh Baruch Hu promised to build the nation of Israel. So he sends his servant to go find someone to be a bride for Yitzchak. And that's our aliyah. When the Eved goes out, Yikacha Eved Asarag Gmalim, he takes all this stuff. Right, he takes out the Rolls Royce that Avraham Avinu had in, had acquired over time. Megmalei Arnav, Yilech Lekol Tuv Arnav Biado. Everything he could have: money, gold, fancy cars, fancy iPods. I don't know. V'yakam Yilech El Aram Naraim El Ir Nachor. And he goes back to Avram's descendants because that's where Avram sent him, to go find people of his people. And he says to Hashem. And this, by the way, is something which is discussed in the Gemara. Was this okay or not? V'yomer Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram Hakrena Lefanai Hayom V'asa Chesed. Notice that's the key word, right? God, please do a kindness im Adoni Avraham. When you pick a bride who will be the mother, the matriarch, the one who continues the line of Avraham Avinu, I'll stand at the well. And we know the well is everything. Water. Water is so incredibly important. It is important today, right? We know in Medinat Israel, there's such a big thing that we have become like the capital of desalinization of ocean water, so much so that we're now distributing that technology across the world, right? Even in California. California, what is its GDP? Is something like, I forgot it, it's 35th in the world. If California was its own country, it would be like the 35th most rich country or something like that, or even higher in the world. And all their forests burned down. They don't know how to control water there, right? So in Medinat Israel, we've been sending technology there, sending technology to Africa, sending solar technology across the world. And water is just so, so important. He says, if I go to the well and I ask, a young maiden, a woman comes out, a young woman comes out to draw water, and I'll say to her, do me a favor, can you just give me some water? She could easily turn, you're a stranger, you're a weirdo, get away from me, right? You're not the person that I have to help. I've got a family to take care of. I have to go give water to my sheep. I have to give water to my family. I have to worry about myself. If I say to her, just give me a drop of water, and she turns and says, I'm not only going to give you water, I'm not only going to notice the traveler, the poor guy on the side of the road. If she's so awake, if she's so aware, if she so looks around her surroundings and she notices animals, that I have animals that are thirsty as well, and she gives to animals, then that will be a sign that she is appropriate for the continuation of the building of the Jewish people. Chesed. Chesed will be the model of the house of Avram Avinu. Avram, who had a tent that was open to everybody. Chesed. I think we live in a world which has a real lack of chesed. Not just chesed in the practical sense, but chesed in the machshavati sense. You look around today, I'm not going to compare today to yesterday because I don't know about yesterday. I can only talk about today, but you just hear about so many issues, whether it's internationally of cruelty, of people who are only worried about themselves, right? The issues of fighting over I get this, I get that. And the Rambam also says, and this echoes in the story that we just read about Avram Avinu and his servant, the Rambam says, if you're in a nation, if you're in a company, if you're in a place where people aren't kind, where they're not decent, where they're not good, he says, go away. He says, run away. He says, if you're in a country which isn't, chesed doesn't play a major role, run away. Now, I would suggest we sometimes, perhaps, he even goes to the point where you run away to caves, go hide, find good people, wherever you are. It's today, it's tomorrow, it's the next day. You're going to be responsible for building a community of good people. When you find yourself next year, the year after, on a college campus, you're going to have a choice of worrying about yourself or building a community of people who care about the others. It could mean working in soup kitchens. It could mean just being involved in the chesed program. It could mean later on, when you find yourself with a family, are you going to be the person who's going out? And I'll say I'm not great about this, and that's a problem, right? Because the Rambam is explicit, the Torah is explicit, chesed has to be a pole star in our lives. Right? It's more important than tefillin, says the Rambam. It's more important than tzitzit, says the Rambam. It's more important than Kiddush on Shabbat. Are we aware of the people around us and the chesed that we can possibly do? Are we building the next generation, like Rivka, who will worry not only about the poor, but are even going to worry about their animals? Are going to be worried about the whole world? Are we going to spread that out? That seems to be the directive of the Torah. Have a good day.